Okay, here we go. So what I want to do today is discuss the Yesod and Hashkafa from Rav Soloveitchik, Zatzal. And I'm basing it on this sefer, Mipnini Harav, from Rav Shechter. Whatever Rav Shechter shlita. Rav Shechter has written three svarim on the Rav. Nefesh Harav, Mipnini Harav, and Divrei Harav. You've seen these? It's good to see them. They're good. They're good. He explains everything. The Rav was a super giant, and you really had to be a big giant yourself to fully understand what he was saying. Because he'd refer to things, he'd be referring to Gemaras, and you wouldn't realize unless you knew the Gemaras. You understand? And Rav Shechter, so I maintain, it's my opinion, that Rav Shechter is really, as far as what we have in print, really the best presenter of the Rav's Torah. Clear and thorough. So if he goes through his three books, you gain a tremendous amount. Deep Yesodos. And a lot of times I hear him on tape. I listen to Rav Shechter a lot on his Parsha things and YU Torah. And very often things he says, oh, they're in one of his frames somewhere. You just got to find them. You know, things that he says from the Rav. So here there's an idea here. It's about B'nai Yisrael said Hallel when they left Mitzrayim. Shira Sayam. So the Rav once developed an idea about this and connected it with Purim. So the same shir that I'm saying over now is also written up in an English sefer called Drashot HaRav. And it's some very, I would say, deep, some very deep hashkafic ideas. And here's the idea. When Hashem comes to save, to take B'nai Israel out of Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Va'ered lehatzilo miyad Mitzrayim. I'm going down to take them out of Mitzrayim. Va'ered. Now, the Rav stopped on the idea of Va'ered. Va'ered sounds like, you know, I'm going down. What do you mean going down? So the Rav said that somehow going down to Mitzrayim, going down to take us out of Mitzrayim and doing all the miracles was somehow going down, like a lowering. That's the assumption the Rav was making based on the literal word of the Pasuk. So what exactly does that mean? So the Rav developed a very deep idea, and it goes as follows. And Rav Shechter says this over a lot. Hashem is called in Tanakh, a kel mistater. He's hidden. Hashem is hidden. Rav Shechter says a joke. Hashem is so hidden that that's why some people, unfortunately, don't believe that he's there. That's okay, that's a problem. Hashem is hidden. That's the essence of what Hashem is hidden. Now, and that's, Hashem goes through his normal existence. He's hidden. Once in a while, Hashem reveals himself. Matan Torah, Hashem gave us the Torah. He gave us the Torah, fine. But Hashem in his essence, excuse me, is hidden. What do we say about Hashem? Kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakos. Hashem is totally, totally kadosh. What does the word kedusha mean? What does the word kedusha mean literally?
Separation.
Separated. It means separated for good or for bad. We find it for bad. This is the famous example. A zona is called a kedesha. Because she's separated, she set as a prostitute. She's set aside for bad things. So on the good side, Lahavdil, Hashem is totally kadosh. Hashem is totally separate from the world. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Totally, totally separate. The holiest, the holy of holies, the holiest of holies. Totally separate. So Hashem's greatness and his kedusha is expressed in the fact that he's totally hidden. This is why, normally Hashem runs the world b'derech hateva. Neis nister. That's the normal way things run. Hashem is hidden. Now we know he's there. It's our job to believe in Hashem. It's our job to find Hashem. It's our job to discover Hashem. But Hashem, in his essence, is hidden. So doing a neis nigla, this is the main chiddush that the Rav developed. Doing a neis nigla, a supernatural miracle, is in a sense kaviyachol kabidiyevet. It's not the ideal norm of things. Hashem is a kel, and we start there. And Hashem is forced to reveal Himself and do a big nes nikla. Hashem, the way Hashem wants the world to run is, I'm hidden, and you have to find me. I'm kadosh, 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 and you have to find me. We have a chiyuv to find Him and talk to Hashem and believe that He's there. This is a deep, and you'll see, I'll explain this in a second. There's a deep hashkafic concept that when one does a nes nikla, when Hashem does a nes nikla, that's in a sense not here. I'm reading here on page 155. Next to where it says number 4. Holiness in Judaism can be broadly defined as maintaining separation. When God intervenes supernaturally, His holiness is diminished because His separateness is diminished. Since the redemption from Egypt required Hashem's supernatural intervention, His involvement constitutes a descent, as it were, in His holiness. That means, obviously, Hashem is still as holy, but like from our perspective, how we view things, it's as if it's down in His separateness. And for this reason, Hashem labels the exodus from Egypt as a descent. It's a very, very deep idea. Now, the Rav said this might be pshat. Look at the medrash there. There's a medrash there that the Rav quoted. A second. See if he gives. It's the medrash in Parshas Bo, Perek Tesvav, Medrash Hay. Look at the medrash. Mashal Koin Shenaflut. It's on the same page. Shenaflut Shemashal Lebeis Hakvaros. Omer Ma'aser L'Tameis Atzmi Yefshar. V'nich trumasi yefshar. Mutabli l'tami esatzi pa'am achas. V'chol z'metar v'lo avad es trumasi. Kacha b'seinu hayu trumos shel b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneva Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heyach ani go'alo l'anicho yefshar. Mutab l'ebed l'atzilun shneva v'ebed l'atzilun miyad mitzrayim. So here the Medrash quotes it. Now this is a deep, listen to what the Rav is saying here. A Kohen has his truma in a base of kfaros. Now, if you leave the truma in the Beis HaKfaros, it's going to get ruined. It's going to be in a bizayon, desecrated. But a Kohen can't go into Beis HaKfaros. So the Medrash says that a Kohen says, I'll go in once, I'll be matame myself, I'll take the truma out, and then I'll go back and I'll go to the mikvah. That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? What's the nimshal? The nimshal is, Hashem says, how am I going to save Bnei Yisrael? To leave them there in Mitzrayim? They'll end up assimilating. I'm going to go down and take them out of Mitzrayim, va'ered. So just like the Kohen, in a sense, has to break his normal rules and do what? And go into the Beis HaKfaros to get the Truma, Hashem, in a sense, broke his normal rules and did a Nes Nigla. Now, the Rav explained further. What's the idea? Here's the idea. The Jews were assimilating very fast. And they were assimilating so fast, if Hashem would have had events go b'derech hateva, we wouldn't have made it out. We would have assimilated totally. We were falling so fast. So Hashem, in a sense, kaviyachol, was forced, kaviyachol, to get in there and take us out b'derech neis, which is breaks his ordinary, what's the ordinary rule? Neis nis, or not neis nikla. Give me 1 second. And that's the pshat of the A-raid. If Hashem wants to save us, He has to get in there when we're having a. He has to get into Mitzrayim, b'derech, and save us b'derech neis nigla. Let me say one more point. I'll take your comment. Okay, fine. Listen. The Rav had an approach, and you have to know this. And when you talk hashkafa, so the Rav had an approach that you want to ground your hashkafa in the halacha. Why? Because you quote a medrash, you quote a nagadata, maybe it means this, maybe it means that, but halacha is halacha. So the best way to develop Torah hashkafa is learn the halachos, and then whatever hashkafa naturally flows out of the halacha, that is the Torah hashkafa. This is hard to do, you have to know a lot. I'll give you an example. the Rav would describe Rosh Hashanah. And he would talk about the halachos of blowing shofar and what the halachos are. And then from the halachos of tkiyah shofar, he developed the hashkafic themes. For example, this is a famous example. Halachically, tkiyah shofar is described by the Rishonim as a form of davening, al pi halacha, tefillah. How so? The Rav explained. We blow shofar during davening. Nusach Ashkenaz blow shofar during Chazara Shashatz. Nusach Sfarad blow shofar when?
During the
Amidah. Any of you daven Nusach Sfarad show? It's like so strange. I mean, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. For me, it's strange. I grew up in Ashkenaz show. You have Nusach Sfarad show, you're davening Shmon Esrei. Boom! Right in the middle of Shmon Esrei. It's like, have you ever experienced it? You ever had this? It happens. Just looks fine. Think about that for a second. How in the world are you blowing shofar in the middle of Shemot Esrei? It's a hefsek. It's the first night of Pesach. Mr. Pollock is in his shul, in his Yom Tov shul, and he's davening Shemot Esrei. He pulled a little trick. He brought a little matzah in his pocket. He has matzah in his pocket. He washed his hands, Hamotzi, before Maariv. He's davening Shemon Esrei. Middle of Shemon Esrei, takes out the matzah. He leans against the wall, his seva, starts eating. Strange. What are you doing? You're eating matzah, you're doing a mitzvah in the middle of Shemon Esrei? What are you doing? It doesn't make any sense. Think about it. We both show up in the middle of davening. What are we doing? The Rav explained, what do you see? We see that shofar is halachically a form of tefillah. You can daven with words, and you can daven with the sounds of the shofar. And then the Rav developed in Hashkafa, what does it mean that the shofar is a form of tefillah? And he began explaining, you can daven with words, you can daven with, like, you can't formulate the words, you start crying, and there's a lot you can develop. But you understand what's happening here? It's not some, let's discuss how shofar is a form of prayer. You don't just discuss it. First you prove that it is from the halacha. Then you discuss the hashkafic angles. You should know it's a very beautiful, deep way to approach hashkafah in general. And Rav Shechter says it over all the time. This is what the Rav's approach was. He would delve into the halacha and then develop hashkafic themes flowing out of the halacha. So here too, this idea that the norm of how Hashem runs the world, Hashem's essence is kel mistater, kadosh, 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 that Hashem's kedusha is expressed in being separate, and therefore a nes nigla, in a sense, is like a bidyeved. The Rav proved it from the halacha. What's the halacha? This is the famous Gemara on page 153, source number 2, the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'omer halal b'chol yom, hareze mecharif u'magadef." Whoever says halal every day, it's like he's, God forbid, he's a blasphemer against Hashem. Go to halal every day. Amar Rav Yanai, Amar Rav Yosi, Yehi chelki, b'gomer halal b'chol yom. Rav Yosi says, "Let me be among the ones who says Hallel every day." So apparently what? Apparently saying Hallel every day is a good thing. So it's a contradiction. The Gemara answers, Hahi b'psukei d'zimra. That's discussing p'sukei d'zimra. When Rav Yossi says it's good to say Hallel every day, he meant p'sukei d'zimra. When the Gemara says don't say Hallel extra every day, that's the regular Hallel. That's called Hallel HaMitzri. The Hallel we say on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov is called Hallel HaMitzri. It talks about leaving Mitzrayim. What's the difference? So that's a halacha. Now we have a halacha. What's the halacha? Psukei d'zimra, say every day. Hallel, don't say except when you're supposed to. Okay? So what's the pshat of the halacha? This is the pshat of the halacha. Psukei d'zimra talks about what? What does it talk about? Supernatural miracles or the beauty and greatness of nature? nature, everyday things. Look here. Look here. And we'll just read it here. Sorry, it's a little... Look here. Page 154, number 3. However, as the Gemara implies, there is another type of halal. Halal Pesukei D'Zimra. The theme of Pesukei D'Zimra is not the miraculous, but rather the mundane forces of nature. He created heaven and earth, the sea and everything in it. He brings forth snow like wool. Stand before his cold skies, praise him, etc. Ashrei, Kona Shema Talo Ka. Praise Hashem for everything. Regular, everyday life. If you go through the halal, it's talking about natural things. I praise Hashem all the time for everything he does for me. Pesukei D'Zimra doesn't focus on Neis Nigla. It focuses on nature. Neis Nister. There's a gematria you have to know. We'll use it a lot as the year goes on. Bezat Hashem. Hateva is 86. He Tet Beis Ayin. Elokim is 86. Change the kuf to a he. Because it's a hay, right? 86. Nature, we see Hashem in nature. Got it? Nature, although we have a natural world, we believe Hashem is running the natural world. So we praise Hashem. We praise Hashem by praising how he runs the natural world. I once heard a phrase, nature is not natural, it is supernatural naturally. That's good. Hashem runs the world. But we take it for granted. Yeah, it always is. Don't take it. Hashem, if Hashem decided not to keep the world going, it's not going to keep going. Nature is not natural. It's supernatural naturally. So Pesukei D'Zimra, I say every day. That's the norm. Thank Hashem. Hashem is hidden behind the laws of nature. What's my job? Find him. Praise him. Thank Hashem for the laws of nature. Hallel. Hamitzri. That's Neis Nigla. If a person says Hallel every day, then he's expressing the following idea. The only what time you really have to praise Hashem is when he does the miraculous things, when he comes down and shows himself. But that's what Hallel Mitzri is. So if I say Hallel HaMitzri, this is a deep idea. If you say Hallel extra, you're expressing the notion that to really praise Hashem, what do you need to see? What do you need to see? Neis Nigla, and that's a mistake. And that's what this Gemara is teaching us. That the norm is Neis Nister. Neis Nigla is the exception to the rule. Hashem's Kedusha is expressed in the separateness. So that's Pesukei D'Zimra. It's a very, very deep idea. So this is the Rav's approach to the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim were, in a sense, you know, not the norm. Neis Nigla is not the norm. And where do I say it? That's Hashem's name, Taviyach. What's Hashem's name? Kel Mistater. Hashem is hidden. He's very hidden. By the way, there's a different shear. The Rav said, and Rav Shechter says over from the Rav, this is where the concept of Tznius comes in. Tznius is not a way of dress, it's a way of life. A Jew is supposed to be a private person. Private person. I live, me and Hashem. Sometimes you're forced to be in the public eye. A Rebbe is in public. Because if you have what to teach. Rav Shechter likes to say over, where do we find that? That's Hashem himself. I'm sorry, so Rav Shechter explains like from the Rav. There's a mitzvah halach to bedrachav, walk in the ways of Hashem. So what does the Gemara always say? Hashem is merciful, mahu rachum, afatarachum. You've heard this? Mahu chanun, afatachan, have good midos. The Rav would expand that and say, Hashem is hidden. You should also be tzanua. The concept of being tzanua is part of halach to bedrachav. That's a deep idea. When you dress in a flashy way or inappropriate way, you're drawing attention to yourself. I'm not supposed to be the center of attention. Sometimes you have to be. You're a Rebbe. You stand up in front. Like Hashem himself did this. This is what the Rav said. When Hashem gave the Torah, he revealed himself to the world. So to teach Torah, okay? So sometimes to teach Torah, that's... You break the ordinary rules of being a private person. So this idea that Hashem's essence is a kel mistater, this leads into halach de bedrachav, the laws of tznius. This is a side point, not related to the shir. This is why, when you get engaged, don't get engaged on YouTube. that is, it's like so the opposite. You know, people do that. They plan in the head and they video and they put it up on YouTube. How many hits did they get? Guys, it goes so against the whole concept of Kedusha. When you get engaged, we're learning the Kedusha this year. So getting engaged doesn't mean halachically that you're married, obviously. But it's the beginning of that unique, special time with your future wife. It's a very private, special moment. It's not a good idea to get engaged on YouTube. It goes completely against the halachos and the hashkafos of tznius, even if everyone's dressed appropriately. Tznius is not a way of dress, it's a way of life. Hatznei aleches im Hashem Elokecha. And that's part of halach, to which Hashem is telling, we start there. You don't have to be, you shouldn't be a showy, flashy person. If you have to be in public, because that's what your job for, it takes you, okay? But it's not like, then you recede into the background. All right, that was a side point. Now, this brings us, can you close the door, please? Now, this brings us to Purim. This brings us to the Nes of Purim and the significance of the Nes of Purim. Why? Because Purim, what type of Nisim were involved? This we'll discuss a lot as we get closer to Purim. What type of Nisim were involved in Purim? Nes Nigla or Nes Nister? Nes Nister, hidden miracles. There are no supernatural events in the Pashup Shad of the Megillah. When you read the Megillah, there are no Nes Niglas. The whole theme of Purim is, that even when you don't see supernatural events, what do we see? Hashem's running. Are you with me on this? This is the essence of Purim. If you read the Megillah, it looks like stories. We have a king, he has a queen, he gets angry, he kills her, he gets a new queen. There's an assassination plot. The king is saved, etc. All those events would be in the newspaper. You know, the king, you know, the Vashti rebels against the king, and the king gets angry. These are all interesting, ordinary events. But all of these events came together to do what? To save Am Yisrael. What do we call that? We call that Nes Nister. Before Purim Bli Neder, we'll have a long shiur about this. Bli Neder, about Nes Nigla versus Nes Nister and Purim. So Purim is Nes Nister. Now, the Rav says a vort here. We don't say Hallel on Purim. The Gemara discusses why not. The Gemara gives three reasons. One of the reasons is, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? We say Hallel on Hanukkah, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. Why not on Purim? One answer the Gemara gives is Kriyasa Zu Hilula. The reading of the Megillah is the Hallel. You've heard that before? The reading of the Megillah is the Hallel. What does that mean? Listen to this word of the Rav. Hanes She'ira B'Purim Hayanes Nister. Therefore, bevadai lo shayach lomar alav ehal hamitzri, asheru meyuchad lamar al nisim gluyim. I'm reading the Pnei Harav. Uma she'ein omrim eshalu lehedya bepurim, rak mekaimim inyan amirasa michlala mitoch ma she'anu korim esamagila zeu b'chinas halal kol psuki de zimra hal hanagas hakadosh baruch hu b'toch hateva. The reading of the Megillah is considered a Hallel. How so? How is the Megillah reading like Hallel? How does it show it? You just read a story. How does it show it? How is that praising Hashem? Let me take a step. I left out a point before. The idea that Purim is Nes Nister explains the most fundamental point, one of the most fundamental points about Purim. Hashem's name is not in the Megillah. Why not? This is the Pashup Shat. The Rishonim say this Pshat. Why is Hashem's name not there? The whole point of the Megillah is, even when you don't see Hashem frontally, He's there in between the lines. This is in contrast to Pesach. On Pesach, who's basically missing from the Haggadah, except for one time he's mentioned Derech Agav, Moshe. It's a striking contrast. Moshe was the main player. Moshe's not in the Haggadah. He's mentioned once, V'yaminu Hashem Moshe Avdo. Why not? Because Pesach was Nes Nigla. So on Pesach, what do? We emphasize what? Who? Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. We play down Moshe's role. Purim was Nes Nister. It's a very beautiful shot, a beautiful, beautiful contrast. How is reading the Megillah Hallel? The answer is, it's a muted Hallel. By reading the Megillah, and you know that Hashem does it, so reading the Megillah is like you're saying Hallel. Exactly. The miracle is what type of miracle? A hidden miracle. The reading of the Hallel is what type of Hallel? A more hidden Hallel. That's a very deep shot. That's a very deep shot. On Purim, we want to praise Hashem. How do you praise Hashem? You praise Hashem by reading the Megillah, and reading the Megillah doesn't have Hashem's name in it. Since you know the story, and you know Hashem runs the show, reading the Megillah is a form of indirectly praising Hashem. So just like the miracle is not in your face direct, it's rather a hidden miracle, the praise of Hashem is more a hidden, muted praise of Hashem. It's a very deep idea. And which type of Hallel is it? Hallel of Sukkah to Zimra. You're praising Hashem through the laws of that he works within the Teva. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea. So with this approach, Purim comes to life now. Because Purim now represents the Yom Tov that talks about Hashem's Kedusha in the ultimate form. That even though we don't see Hashem, He's still separate, but we believe that He's there. That's Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So Purim now becomes the Yom Tov where we express Hashem's Kedusha in an extra special way. Dafka with a special Hallel of Psukei Dezimra as opposed to the Hallel HaMitzri. A very deep idea. Now, we'll do one more little piece and then we'll stop. It's very interesting. After we read the Megillah, look here on page 159. Time out. No, wait 1 second. On page 157. So there's a famous Tehillim, which Chazal say is a hint for Purim, the Nes of Es with Esther. The top of 157. It's Tehillim Kaf Beis. Ramanatzeach al yelat hashachar. Keili kein elama azavtani. Elokayakor yomam v'lo entane. V'layla v'lo dumieli. Chazal say that this parak of Tehillim is a remez to the story of Purim. It says that when Esther came in to enter the king, so she... was nervous and in pachad in front of Hashem. And she said, Keili kei milama azavtani. So Esther said this paragraph of Tehillim. You with me? So this paragraph of Tehillim is linked up to Purim. Because Esther said these words when she came into Achashverosh. So therefore, this next point, again, the Rav always spoke, he had insights. Since Esther said this paragraph of Tehillim when she entered into the story of Purim, let's analyze this parak and see if we can find Purim themes in this parak. Because Chazal linked it up to Purim. Oh. So first of all, the pasuk of Elokai Ekoyoma Velosana Velayla Velodumiali, Chazal say that's a source for reading the Megillah on Purim during the day and by night. On Megillah Daftar Amud Aleph. He quotes that pasuk. So that just makes sense, that pasuk, which is in that parak of Tanakh, is the pasuk which Chazal used to discuss the source of reading the Megillah. Ayelet HaShachar. What's Ayelet HaShachar? What does Ayelet HaShachar mean? Like the morning star. So it's very interesting. It's very interesting that the Gemara says in Yuma that Esther and the Nes of Purim is compared to the Ayelet HaShachar. It's compared to the Ayelet HaShachar. What's the idea? Again, would you see where we're going here? Let's just make it clear. You have a parak of Tehillim. Chazal say, Esther said these words as she was entering Tziach HaShverosh. So therefore, it makes sense. Let's take this parak and analyze it and see if we can find Purim themes. So you see, it's all full of Purim. Number one, the pasuk of Elokaya Koyomam is a remes to Megillah. Ayel Rashachar, the morning star. So the Rav quoted a famous medrash. It's in the Yerushalmi in Maseches Brachos. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi says that two Amoraim were walking along, and they saw the sun beginning to rise, meaning they saw the first rays of light in the darkness as the sun was coming to rise. And the Gemara says, "Kach hi geulasam shel Yisrael, tchila kima kima." This is how the geula works. It goes little by little. In other words, the Yerushalmi says that the geula will come like the morning light. Well, what's shot the morning light? It's pitch black outside. Then what happens? Then it starts to get a little... We daven here Vasikin a lot, right? So we know Vasikin. It starts to get a little bit light. And then lighter. Gradual process. So the Gemara says that the phrase Ayelet HaShachar is a remez for being saved by Hashem, and it's a mashal for what? Step-by-step geula. As opposed to what? One major miraculous event. That, of course, is Purim. What happened on Purim? Every event in the Megillah was part of the step-by-step process of saving Bnei Yisrael. It's like the rising sun. Abashti was killed. Was that part of the geula? Yes or no? Why? Of course it was. Why? So Esther can become queen. Esther is queen. Is that part of the goal? Yeah. She appoints Mordechai to be on the king's grounds. Then Bigson and Seresh plot to kill the king. Because Esther's queen and she got Mordechai into the grounds, he overhears them and he saves the king's life. And then it's forgotten about. So now, 9 years later, when Haman wants to kill Mordechai, or 7 years later, they read what happened. So the whole Megillah story, from the beginning to the end, is part of the Geula. Is that like a lightning bolt, or is that like the morning star rising? Which one is it like? The morning star rising. This is fabulous. So that parak of Tehillim is Esther, Ayel Rashachar, the morning star. It's the Megillah, Elokai Ekra, Yomam, etc. That all is relatively straightforward, although beautiful. The next pasuk says, "Ve'ata kadosh yoshe tilos Yisrael." That's page 158, the next page. Page 158. That's why we then say, the next pasuk is, "Ve'ata kadosh." Hashem, you're holy. Yeah! That's what we've been saying till now. Why you're holy? Because when you save us through what? Through Nes Nister, that reflects your Kedusha. This is the Rav's Chiddush. This is a beautiful deep shot. That this pasuk in this parak of Tehillim directly flows out of the previous pasuk. Why do we say the phrase V'ata Kadosh? Because when we're discussing the Geula of Purim coming B'derech HaTeva like the Ayel Rashachar, then that leads into, and you're holy, Hashem. What do you mean you're holy? When is Hashem at His holiest? When He's there, and we know He's there, but He's separated. That's Purim. That's Nes Nister. That's a very beautiful, deep vort the Rav just said. That's exciting. Very exciting. That's Nes Nister. Then, it also works out very nicely. After we read the Megillah, we say Uvo Letzion. We say part of Uvo Letzion. And look at page 159. What do we say? V'yatza kadosh ev tolos Yisrael, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Again, it fits beautifully. That minhag of reciting Uvo Letzion with the emphasis on Hashem is totally kadosh, fits perfectly with the Purim theme. What the Rav's developing here is, it's like counterintuitive. You would have said, yeah, Nes Nigla, oh, that's Hashem in His full glory. And Nes Nister, no. It's the opposite. Hashem in His full greatness is Nes Nister, because He's still hidden. But we know He's there. So that's why we say V'ata Kadosh in that parak of Tehillim, and that's why we say V'ata Kadosh and Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. We say that part of Uvo Tzion as well, right after we read the Megillah. Oh, 1 second. Yeah. I mean, just read here the words. The Rav explained the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We say it in Aramaic. It's on page 159. Kadosh b'shmei Shmiroma, Yilah b'ei Shechinte, Hashem is holy up in Shemayim. Kadosh al Ara, Ovad Gevurte. Hashem is also Kadosh here on earth. Here in the world, when Hashem runs the world, even though we don't see Him overtly, that is where Hashem, Hashem's Kedusha is expressed. Okay. So this is a major theme of Purim, and this is part of the idea of Pesukei Dezimra, and this is in contrast to the Oz Yashir, the special Hallel that we relate to Hallel from Mitzrayim. We say Hallel. Listen, when Hashem does Nes Niglas, so we say Hallel. We have to recognize Hashem's supernatural miracles. But let's not forget that Hashem's essence is Kel Mistater. And Hashem's highest level of Kedusha is expressed when He remains the Kel Mistater, and we know He's there and we find Him. And that's one of the themes of Purim. Oh, we're going to discuss Purim and Nes Nisra much more, Bezat Hashem, later in the year. But this is a deep idea. And again, what I just said is here in Pnei HaRav. These Sfarim have to be learned. And by the way, there's more. There's more to this than I said. But these Sfarim have to be learned and have to be relearned. There's a lot here. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here. Questions? Just wanted to add a few more points. First of all, the idea that Hashem in general is a Kel Mistater, and He is hidden. So Rav Shechter in Nefesh HaRav quotes from the Rav another idea along these lines. The Torah says, Zeh Shmi Le'olam, spelled Lamed Ayin Lamed Mem, without the Vav in the middle. Chazal have a drasha in Pesachim Daf Nun, Le'aleim, to hide, that the Shem HaMafarash should be hidden. So the Rav explained, this is exactly the idea. This is the midah of tznius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is hidden. Hashem is a kel mistater. And this fits with the idea that Hashem generally does not reveal Himself with miraculous events. But rather, Hashem's hidden behind the laws of nature. And Rav Shechter goes on to say there, that in general, a person should live a private life. But what's the exception? The Limud Torah is before Hesel Yain Kol. When you teach Torah, so that you want to spread to Torah to as many people as possible. And that's exactly as we said before, that Hashem himself, when He gave the Torah, gave it before Hesia, even though Hashem in general is Kel Mistater. So this is in Nefesh HaRav, page Resh Pei Aleph, and it blends in perfectly to what we discussed in the Shir. Just a few more ideas that the Rav mentioned in this shiur. First of all, we describe Hashem sometimes as Hashem Tzvakos, the God or the Lord of hosts. What's the idea? So the Rav explained, hosts is a reference to the many, many different events, seemingly inconsequential events on earth that all blend together and, you know, help Hashem governed the world with Derech HaTeva. That's exactly what Tzvakos means. That's the idea of the plural. Hashem is the master of all of these hosts, of all of these events that go on. That's exactly this idea of Hashem governing the world b'derech Nes Nisra. I just wanted to quote the Lashon in English here about the idea that Hashem did miracles by Kriyas Yamsuf, Nes Nigla. But in a sense, it would have been even better, in a sense, Had we merited it, had Bnei Israel merited, Hashem would have taken us out even b'derech Nes Nister. Here's the language. When his nation passed through Kriyas Yamsuf and exclaimed, Zekei Levi'anveyu, they were able to literally point to Hashem leading them to freedom. Yet, had Bnei Israel been on a higher spiritual level, Hashem would have taken them out of Mitzrayim through natural means, without resorting to overt miracles. If the Jews had been on a more elevated spiritual plane, he, capital H, would not have had to violate the natural process to save them. He did so in Egypt only because time was of the essence. Bnei Israel was on the brink of total assimilation. Had he not intervened through overt miracles, there would have been no nation left to save, and that's the idea of a raid. And finally, the Rav developed a beautiful idea that the Megillah is called, this is from the Gemara, Daf Yud Tesemet Aleph, that the Megillah is called an Igeres, and it's called a Sefer. An Igeres is a letter, and a Sefer is a book. And the Gemara there develops halachic ideas based on this dual description of the Megillah. So the Rav explained as follows. A letter is something which at the time might have some significance, but you know, most letters you don't hold on to forever and ever. A letter symbolizes, the Rav said as follows. The narrative of the Megillah at first seems to be a mildly interesting tale of political intrigue. An igeres that one reads and quickly discards, like a newspaper. At the time, you're interested, and then most people don't, you know, keep old newspapers and try to memorize what it says there. And you read it, you absorb it. You might use it in your daily conversation. Then you move on. But a sefer signifies a profound book that recounts a very significant and momentous event in Jewish history. Well, as a sefer, millions of people read it on Purim, and will continue to do so. So this is exactly the Megillah. The Megillah is a series of events that on the surface, superficially, looks like an igeres. It's a letter. Interesting stories. Interesting reading. But nothing of lasting significance. This party and that party, the political intrigue. But really, when you find Hashem in the Megillah and you see Hashem in the Megillah, then the Megillah becomes a sefer as well. And it has lasting, lasting significance. This is the Rav's approach to Nes Nister, the Rav's approach to Purim, the Megillah's Esther, and the contrast to between the Psukei Dezimra and the Halel HaMitzri. So as I was giving the shiur, one of the Talmidim asked, well, what about Oz Yashir? We say Oz Yashir in Psukei Dezimra, and that talks about the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf. Well, the truth is, this is really a kasha one can raise on the Gemara itself, without the Rav's Mahalach. The Gemara clearly differentiates between Halel HaMitzri and Psukei Dezimra, and the Mefarshim on the Gemara there, and the Marsha and other Mefarshim on the Gemara explain this idea. The Rav just developed it in his own terminology. But this idea that the Halel HaMitzri is Nes Nigla, and Psukei Dezimra represents praising Hashem for the natural running of things, is the standard shot in the Gemara. The Rav just, again, developed it with his own beautiful language and mahalach. So what taka is the pshat of Oz Yashir? So I think one could answer this in two ways. Number one, it could be, this might be the pashup shot, that the Manhig mentions, why do we say Oz Yashir? The Manhig writes, Uvachol Gvul Yisrael, Omim Hashira, Vein Roy Ludalgo, Lahazk Yeshevach HaGu'ula HaRishona, Dixiv L'man Tizkor, Az Yom Tzeischa Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. We mention Oz Yashir as part of our mitzvah of remembering Zeichu Yotzeis Mitzrayim every single day. So, although it's not the primary theme of Psukei Dezimra, we mention it. We're not mentioning it to dafka emphasize and focus on the Nes Nigla aspect. We're focusing on the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And even if there's an emphasis on the Nes Nigla aspect, but still, the main theme of Psukei Dezimra is Teva and Nes Nister. And we also mention Oz Yashir. It's also mentioned. It's mentioned Zeich Yotiris Mitzrayim, and it's mentioned that Hashem also intervenes with Nes Nigla. But it's not that I'm mentioning Oz Yashir because I specifically want to focus on Nes Nigla every day. That Luchara is the Pashup Shat. Again, the Manhig, who's one of the earliest to mention Oz Yashir, his focus is the idea of Zeich Yotiris Mitzrayim. It's also interesting, this was pointed out to me by my chaver, Rav Hillel Horowitz Shlita, that the Rambam, in his Seder HaTfilah, the Rambam at the end of Sefer Ava, presents his Seder HaTfilah, you know, the whole Seder. And it's very interesting, the Rambam puts Oz Yashir after Yishtabach, outside of Psukei DeZimra. Very fascinating. The Rambam here in the Seder HaTfilos, so he talks about Brachos, and then he talks about Psukei DeZimra, and then the Rambam writes, second. He says the bracha achrona shel achar psukei dezimra is yishtabach, etc. And then the kore hashira ad sofa kmini kamakom. Then he mentions the shira. So it's very interesting. According to the Rambam Taka, Oz Yashir is not part of the actual Psukei DeZimra. This would fit very well with the Pshat in the Gemara and the way the Rav developed it. That maybe Oz Yashir is not part of the actual Psukei DeZimra because its focus is not Nes Nister, but rather Nes Nigla. Okay, we'll stop here.